Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. When the Blue Cloud Abbey closed in August, there was concern about what would happen to the Benedictine Monastery's collection of Dakota tribal artwork, photographs, books, and artifacts. But it was announced on Monday that the collection has a new home at the Center for Western Studies at Augustana College in Sioux Falls. The Blue Cloud Abbey was located near the northeastern South Dakota town of Marvin. Harry Thompson is the executive director of the Center for Western Studies, and I spoke to him earlier this morning about the collection.
Well, the collection was assembled in the 1950s and 1960s by the Benedictine brothers at Blue Cloud, particularly Father Stan Maudlin. The abbey itself was founded in 1967, but there had been wide Benedictine activity and mission work throughout the Northern Plains. So this was yet another expression of Benedictine interest in missionary work to Native American populations.
What is the significance of this collection from the Blue Cloud Abbey?
The significance, I think, is yet to be entirely determined. That's what's so exciting about having the collection saved and having it remain here in South Dakota. I would give just a little bit of perspective of Father Stan, a longtime Benedictine priest here in South Dakota, was known to us at the Center for Western Studies since the 1970s. In fact, he was on our National Advisory Council when it was first created. Then his activities took him away from that. But we always kept in contact with Father Stan. And in the 20 years previous to his passing in 2006, Father Stan worked with me in placing his personal papers, most of which deal with his work with the American Indian Culture Research Center here at the Center for Western Studies. So we've had a long, long relationship with Father Stan. The question with regard to the materials that are coming, some of which are here now, but not all of them, the question in terms of whether or not it would continue that relationship, whether the Blue Cloud Abbey would be able to continue that relationship given the fact that the abbey was closing, that question was raised, and there was quite a bit of interest in the media this summer about what would happen to the collection. So the fact that the Abbey Council did decide to keep the collection together, to place it here with Father Stan's own papers, of course, we feel that that was what Father Stan all along would have liked, but it was entirely up to the Abbey Council to make that decision. So the significance that we place and others will place on this collection, I think, can be determined to some extent by what we have already in place here, the materials that we have, and I can visit with you about that if you'd like.
Yeah, give us an idea of what's in the collection.
The collection that's coming, for example, will have, and we've already received the library portion of that and the photograph portion of that. About 4,000 books. We haven't counted them all yet. We're unboxing them. Somewhere between 30 and 40,000 images, and then hundreds of quill and beadwork and art by Native American artists. That will all be joined with the somewhere around 200 linear feet of personal papers that Father Stan had placed here earlier. And in that collection that Father Stan placed, he himself was a great preservationist. Not only did he take the time and had the sense of history to preserve his own records and the records that relate to the mission to Native Americans, but he also collected the glass plate negatives that were taken by Father Ambrose Mattingly, who was also a Benedictine. Now, Father Mattingly, Father Ambrose, served at the Immaculate Conception Indian Mission on the Crow Creek Reservation at Stefan. And this is just one portion of the collection, but this collection has 100 or more glass plate negatives, some of them in quite deteriorated condition because they were sitting there at the Immaculate Conception Indian Mission, then apparently were up at Turtle Mountain Mission for a while. And when Father Stan acted upon his discovery of these long-neglected glass plate negatives, they had already received quite a bit of lack of care. So Father Ambrose's photographs from the 1890s and right around the turn of the last century, about 1900, very brief period of time, actually, in terms of mission work, but he photographed a number of scenes from the Stefan mission, which would include many Plains Indians, principally Dakota, Sioux, and this is a wonderful testimony. And working with Aristata Center, Father Stan developed a set of scanned images. These were all scanned by Aristata Center. And so we have both the scans and the original glass plate negatives here in our archives.
What was Father Stan's goal in establishing this collection and the research center at the Blue Cloud Abbey? Were there certain things that he had in mind?
The overwhelming sense of commitment from the Benedictine order to the people that they serve, I think, was a guiding principle throughout Father Stan's work. He was much beloved by the Dakota people himself, and he took this commitment, this vocation, very, very seriously, as all Benedictines do. But he was in a position to record his observations, and in that he was very much in keeping with the work of the missionaries and the teachers who came out onto the plains in the latter part of the 19th century. And we have many, many papers from missionaries and teachers here at the Center for Western Studies. This is one of the best ways that we have to know what that early contact period was. For example, we have the papers of Episcopal missionaries and Congregational missionaries and teachers here that describe early contact going all the way back to the 1830s in western Minnesota, and then the 1870s and forward on the plains of the Dakotas. So Father Stan had a sense of history. He knew that what he was doing would one day become probably more valuable from an intellectual point of view, perhaps, than even a spiritual point of view, although certainly his work was motivated principally out of the spiritual mission of the Benedictine order.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with Dr. Harry Thompson. He's the director of the Center for Western Studies at Augustana College, and the center has been named repository for the Blue Cloud Abbey American Indian Culture Research Center collection. How much of that collection will be on exhibit or made available to the public?
Well, it will all be made available to the public, as we do with all of our collections. We take them with the understanding that these will be available for research purposes to not just scholars, but to the general public. We have scholars and graduate students and undergraduate students, but the majority of the people that use our collections or come to our programming are members of the public. So we are very much interested in serving the research needs and just general interest of the public, of the whole region, obviously South Dakota. But we see ourselves as meeting the needs of people throughout the state of South Dakota, but then also the larger Northern Plains region.
Is the Center for Western Studies getting the entire Blue Cloud Abbey collection? Are there parts of it that will go back to the Dakota tribal people?
There will be some pieces, I understand, from Colleen Cordell, the most recent director of the American Indian Culture Research Center there at Blue Cloud Abbey in Marvin, that there were a few pieces that Father Stan had taken, had received from members, particularly of the Sisseton Wahpeton Oate, who wanted those pieces to be kept there by Father Stan, kind of on a personal basis, and we're very much interested in respecting all of those understandings. And Colleen is working with the Historic Preservation Office at Sisseton Wahpeton to return those pieces. But the vast majority of, and here we're talking principally about quill work, bead work, items of clothing, the vast majority are coming here. We've already received a number of items, and there will be more coming. And I want to acknowledge the work of Parker Transfer and Storage, which agreed to move the entire collection here to the campus of Augustana College out of the goodness of their heart. They felt very strongly that this was a wonderful opportunity for the people of South Dakota and the Northern Plains to maintain this collection here, so the people that Father Stan and Blue Cloud Abbey served would continue to be served.
Are there parts of the collection that you personally are especially excited to have at the Center for Western Studies?
Well, I think especially of the papers, the records, the photographs, especially interest me, just given my background and both in terms of my own research and the positions that I've held in the past. I really believe very strongly and use in the classes that I teach documents from the 19th century. I enjoy presenting to a class a document in longhand and asking them to see if they can read it. It might be surprising to us, all of us who grew up in the pre-computer age, that there are young people today who really don't see, don't have an occasion to see anything written in longhand. So to read a letter from the 19th century written in longhand, perhaps very tightly, compactly written on a sheet of paper, and then because paper was scarce, it often would be interlinear writing. The paper would be turned on its side and would be written across that direction as well. And it's a great mystery. It's an unknown land to our young people. But when they work through that, and they find that they can learn so much about the person who wrote that letter, about the person to whom the letter was written, this is a great learning opportunity for our young people. So there are those kinds of discoveries to be found in these papers, and we're very much looking forward to enjoying those and sharing them with others.
What work is being done right now with the collection? I imagine it's just organizing things, cataloging things.
Right. We're in the process of receiving the collection. Earlier this week, we received the library collection, and that has been unboxed and is being pre-cataloged. That will take, we estimate, about 6 to 8 months to work through that collection of several thousand volumes. The photographs will take considerably longer. Some of them have been scanned already. And we are in the midst of an archives digitization project, or actually starting it. We have some of it underway, but we will fold this collection into that so that those images will be available. But it will certainly take us quite a while to work through the artifacts, some of which are well identified, some of which perhaps don't have as much identification, and we want to identify those and photograph them, place them into the database so that we can knowledgeably provide research access to those items. But in the short term, we're going to place a few of those on display here in our building, the Fandel Building, here on the campus of Augustana College. We already have a very large Plains Indian exhibit, and over time, what we see happening is we will change out that exhibit and work in a number of items from the Blue Cloud Abbey.
That's Harry Thompson, Executive Director of the Center for Western Studies at Augustana College in Sioux Falls. I spoke to him earlier this morning. The center is the new home for the now-closed Blue Cloud Abbey's collection of Native American artifacts. They came from the Abbey's American Indian Culture Research Center. And along with various artifacts, that collection includes 4,000 books and some 40,000 photographs.